Chord and blues know how to get it on with their dance skills. These blue-feathered birds actually tap dance. That's right, tap dance, as well as sing to attract a mate. And research conducted by Nao Oda, Manfred Garr, and Maseo Soma shows that these groovy birds don't have stage fright. In fact, they dance more during courtship when they are in front of an audience. How cool is that? Hi, I'm Ellie.
I'm Alexis. Welcome to our podcast. This episode is brought to you from Smith College, with special thanks to Professor Dan Bahaba and researcher Dr. Maseo Soma. We hope you enjoy this episode from The Language of Love, a podcast series about love in the animal kingdom.
Today, we are exploring the amazing world of courtship. We are going to delve into how birds court each other and look at one very special case about the blue-capped cordon blues.
Cordon blues might be the jazziest birds in the animal kingdom, with their courtship behavior consisting of tap dancing and singing. Add in acting and they'd be a triple threat.
These behaviors allow cordon blues to attract mates and stand out in a crowd. You could even call it a dance-off. May the best dancer win. So we've already established that cordon blues tap dance and sing to attract mates. These little bluebirds rapidly stomp their feet while singing to add visual and vibratory aspects to their song. This allows them to get more attention from mates. But why do they do this?
It has to do with courtship. Courtship is a super important process that animals do to attract mates and eventually reproduce with that mate. Cordon blues perform both dance and song, which is called multimodal courtship. It helps them draw more attention to themselves, since their courtship display reaches both the eyes and ears of potential mates.
So, the purpose of courtship is to attract a mate and produce offspring?
Exactly. But courtship isn't an easy process. Animals have to work hard to attract a mate. Plus, they have lots of competition from other animals trying to do the same thing.
Wow, that's a lot of pressure. So, that basically means the cordon blue singing and dancing the best would have the best chance of mating?
Yep. How well a cordon blue performs during courtship is an indicator of how good of a parent or genetic contributor they'll be. This means that the best performing cordon blue is most likely to get a great mate.
So, we know that being the grooviest bird out there lands cordon blues a great mate, but what else do we know?
Well, researchers already know that cordon blues perform both song and dance when near a potential mate, but they usually only sing when they are alone.
Cool. That makes sense, because why dance as much if no one can see?
Right.
Researchers also already knew that males point their tails towards potential mates when performing courtship displays.
Wow, what a way to single someone out.
As Dr. Soma points out,
some bird species are very, very loyal to their partners. I think that's against the previous knowledge of the species. We usually think that the animals are more mean.
Cordon blues are well-versed at courtship, and while courtship itself has been frequently studied, the social implications of courtship have often been neglected. This led behavioral biologist Dr. Soma and her colleagues to wonder how an audience affected courtship behavior in cordon blues.
To answer this question, the researchers took 20 pairs of male and female cordon blues and recorded their behavior.
We tested the effects of audience on courtship displays in cordon blues. We are very interested in the sexual differences in the behavior. Usually that kind of courtship display shows a strong sexual dichromatism. Usually males perform the courtship and females do nothing or less. So that's what we want to look at first.
The researchers compared how often the birds danced, how long they danced for, and whether or not the dancer angled their tail towards their partner during courtship, when they were alone versus when they had a spectator.
They found that the courtier danced more when an audience was watching, even more so when the audience was of the opposite sex.
And why is that?
Well, Dr. Soma and colleagues believe that their flashy dance is likely meant to be as a way of signaling to others their relationship status and confirming their commitment.
So, you like me, and I like you. That's the kind of the communication they are doing. And in public, in that way, they can have strong pair bonds, I think.
So, it's kind of similar to how humans wear wedding rings to signal their commitment to their partner.
Mm-hmm. And Court and Blue sure are committed. They don't have their eyes on anyone else but their mate. The researchers found that their courtship displays were always directed towards their partner, never the audience. They could tell by the way they angled their tails towards each other during the dance.
Indeed. They also found that the courtier danced longer when their partner stayed on the same perch, another indication that their courtship dance was directed mostly towards their partner.
That's right. And what's most interesting about this is how the presence of an audience had pretty much the same effects for both male and female Court and Blues, which suggests that tap dancing has similar social functions for both sexes.
Males tend to have complex courtship display because of the sexual selection. But our study is very interesting because mutual sexual selection, which I mean mutual mate choice, can bring about the evolution of complex communication in both males and females. So that's an interesting thing to me.
Wow, that's so interesting. Song function usually isn't shared between sexes and songbirds, but dancing is?
Yep, at least that seems to be the case for Court and Blues. Courtship displays are generally thought to represent private communication between two partners, but this research reveals that both male and female courtship displays can be influenced by social factors too. In fact, this is the first ever experimental study to show the effects of an audience on female songbird courtship compared to males. Earlier research mostly focused only on male sexual behavior.
That's pretty impressive. Even more so, these findings could potentially provide insight into how complex communication signals have developed among other animals that form coupling relationships, including humans.
Yeah, the human language is a good example of a complex communication system which is shared between sexes. But researchers still aren't sure why we have this kind of communication system.
There are many, many hypotheses about it, but we don't know exactly why we have this kind of complex communication. So the example of Cordon Bleu's courtship display could be a clue to understand why complex communication system can evolve in males and females.
It would be interesting to find out more about why human language evolved this way. Maybe we have more in common with songbirds than we think.
Exactly. Not only might we have certain aspects of language in common, but we may also express our love similarly to Court and Blues do. As Dr. Soma points out,
their behaviors remind me of human behavior. Sometimes we are very, very royal, and we can keep a really long-term, beautiful partnership with one partner, which can occur in birds as well.
How sweet to think about. Court and Blues have a lot going for them. They're loyal and great dancers.
So true. I would be super interested in future research about why it's useful for birds to express to one another that they have a mate. Does this reinforce hierarchy, or is it because of a more human-like quality, like love? That's all we have for you today on Languages of Love. We hope you enjoyed picturing birds doing silly dances and tap dancing their way into love.
Once again, we want to thank our professor, Dan Bahaba, and our interviewee, Dr. Masayo Soma, for contributing to this podcast.
As summer approaches, make sure to look out for the birds. Although their courtship is much different than ours, there is love all around. And if you're lucky enough, maybe you'll catch a glimpse of a little bird wooing his mate through song or dance.